mention my injury. Yeah, man. So I was living from hand to mouth. And the thing is, I was leaving work one evening. I had my handbag. I had some money because I just did a private job. And I don't know if I was holding the bag different. I was breathing different. But the man just come up to me and said, listen, give me your handbag. Mm. And you know what me say? Of course. 100%.
All right, take it.
No, I said, yeah, no.
Yeah.
So when I said no, he proceeded to do the whole
box of it. So you know, I'm not checking out your bag?
And they have some panics too. You know, there was more than one of them. So, you know, tried it. But the point of what I'm saying is that it's either life is going to happen whether or not we like it. Bad things will happen, right? It's either we're going to go through it or we're going to grow through it, right? So we can't say, oh my God, I don't want that to happen to me, because we never know what is going to be that tipping point for you. And if that didn't happen, I wouldn't be here standing in front of you guys today. I'd probably be trembling like a leaf at work right now, wondering when it's going to be 5 o'clock so I can go home. You understand? Yeah. So that really pushed me over the edge. That was the exact thing that I needed to step out of my comfort zone. And so, guys, I started to think about business. I said, no, man, I can't continue like this. I definitely need something different, right? And so while I was working there, started thinking about stocks. He said, you're investing in stocks. He said, you want to fire a financial advisor?
Yeah.
That was me. That was me. Because the thing is, I realized that these persons who were giving you the advice didn't quite have the results that you wanted, right? Sorry. So they are telling you how to make money when them themselves are struggling same way. Mm. No, if you didn't know exactly how to make money, you wouldn't do it. Probably wouldn't be here advising me.
Exactly.
The persons we need to learn from are the persons who has the result, or at least look like they're going in the direction of the results.
No way they might do.
Make sense?
Yeah.
If it makes sense, like, you know, let's alright. No, so the thing is, now while I was there, I left that. I wanted to leave the job, but I needed something to leave it to. I needed something to replace the income, right? Mm. So stocks definitely was not it, as Shantara said. It's like watching paint dry, right? Mm. So the next thing I found was real estate. You guys know about real estate, yes?
Yes, I want to invest in that too.
And that's the end goal for me, same? Yeah. No, you don't want to do it. I mean, like a show of properties.
No,
like
invest.
Like,
put your money into it.
Put your money
and
into it.
And have your money duplicate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, but you see, real estate is the end goal for me. But like I said, you guys remember the part where I said I was broke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that definitely was not what I was looking for, not at that time, right? Mm-hmm. And so I stumbled into foreign exchange, and foreign exchange stumbled into me. Mm-hmm. And guys, I was able to leave my job. I was able to leave my job in March 2018. Mm-hmm. This is what I've been doing the whole time. Woo. Right? They paid for school overseas. I went overseas for the month. I went overseas to do my master's in engineering, and it was completely paid for through foreign exchange.
Engineering.
Why am I sharing this, and what's the story behind Inspire World? So the thing is, now when we actually came together, my husband and I, he's also an aerospace engineer. We feel like we did reach, as I said before, he had a really good job at Boeing, has a good job because he's still there. I had a good job, or at least a good enough job downtown, and I was saying that we were professionals, right? We did it exactly the way the book says. We went to school, get good grades, and we got a good job, right?
Yeah. So
why did our lives look like this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why were we still struggling? Why we couldn't get married? Why we couldn't afford our sermon? Why we couldn't do these things? What was the reason for that, right? And we sat down, and that was really the idea behind Inspire Well, because we wanted to create a place that, regardless of your academic background, regardless of if you were rich or you were broke, it doesn't matter. As long as you want more, this is a place for you. It's a place where you can become more, and we can actually find a way to finance our dreams. I could go around this room right now and ask you guys, what is your passion? What are the things that you like? I'm going to ask one person, what's your passion?
Passion.
What's the thing that gets you excited? What's the thing that you would do?
To get paid?
Even if you're not going to get paid, you do it every single day.
Volunteer.
You like volunteering. All right, that's nice. So that's very unique. I've never heard that one before. For the passion, but that's pretty unique.
I like to help people. Networking. So networking
is
that.
That's sweet. That's very nice. What about you? I'm going to ask you.
I'd say music.
There we go.
music is one of my passions.
Okay, and music is also my passion. The point of what I'm saying is that we all have different passions. We all have different things that we're striving towards becoming, right? And so here, we don't want you guys to put those passions on the back burner anymore. Most of the times, we can't make money from our passions. That's the truth. It's just something that gets us happy, right? And so we're supposed to be able to finance our lives in such a way that we can focus on the things that makes us happy. Because honestly, being here just right now is a blessing. You know, many persons would want to be alive right now, and they have all the money in the world, but they can't buy back an hour of their lives. And so right now, us being alive is a blessing, take it over, right? Wow. Yeah, I mean, that too.
Wow.
A little bit gruesome, but you know.
Mashing up our economy.
And so the point is, guys, Inspire Wealth is really that place that you guys can come. You can actually finance whatever it is that you want to do through the power of entrepreneurship, foreign exchange, investments, right? And just have a family to call your own, right? Regardless of where you're from.
Yep.
And that's essentially the story behind Inspire Wealth. I'll be back. Right.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. So guys, basically, the Inspire Wealth family is a... Yeah, so the Inspire Wealth family is a place in which you can literally fund your dreams. You understand? We show you who you can fund if you have nobody. Yeah. Nobody's telling you to get up and be a foreign exchange trader. Because in growing up, when we have the first day of school and they're like, hey, introduce yourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to be when you grow up? I've never heard of foreign exchange.
I was saying,
nobody said that before. You know what? First of all, right? Nobody said foreign exchange trader. Why? Because this is new to us all, right?
Yeah.
It's not something that somebody would say, oh, I want to be that when I grow up. But you can use it to fund your dreams. Agreed?
Yes.
Right, so that is how Inspire Wealth's family has, you know, basically was started. To help persons fund their dreams. To show them that, all right, cool. There's a way that you can do so without forgetting your dreams, without forgetting that, hey, this is what I always wanted to do. As Crystal mentioned, your passion is not always, or it's not going to be, it's not usually something that brings you money or income. Usually. Alright, but you can find something that will allow you to fund your dreams in a way that you can still be happy with your passion, but you still have money to do whatever you want to do. Agreed? Alright, so guys, as you can see, it says do with passion or not at all, right? If anything that we're doing, we have to put 100% into it. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not putting 100%, do you expect 100% out of it?
Nope.
Do you expect your results to be, I guess, consistent?
Nope.
We don't, right? Because you didn't put enough effort or time or, you know, anything into it, right? But that is why we have it here to say, hey, do it passion or not at all. Go hard or go home. If you're not going to do it, don't waste your time, don't waste your money, just stay away from it. Alright? So guys, I want to get your heads running. What will you become? So I want to know, guys, how would you feel if you have had total control of your lives?
Mm.
Like, how would your days go?
Not working for sure.
Not working for sure? Yep. How about you, my friend? What would you be? What would you become?
What I would become?
Yeah, like how would you feel? What's the word that would
I'd probably be on vacation right now doing something that I like to
spending time with friends, family, so on. What about yourself?
Traveling.
Yeah. Wow. We can travel together.
That's what I'm saying, not working for sure.
We can travel together. What about you?
Yeah, we're traveling
together. Yeah, so you don't have to worry about money or time. You have all of that, you know, in the palm of your hands.
I feel like,
or it's
probably
not going to
look a
Fiji
place there. So,
you
just
kind of
look for it.
And you're
cooking
water.
Yeah,
but
I think.
Yeah, I think on me, day, like, it looks like
Alright, so she's very specific there, you know. But you realize how you guys spoke about and how you guys got happy.
Mm-hmm.
You still want to start smiling, start seeing what how happy you guys were just now.
Yeah.
It's possible. It's very much possible. But you first have to come out of your comfort zone.
Also, if you're not Fiji?
I feel like that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, guys. Your comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing grows there. You have to step out of your comfort zone. That is what I am saying.
You're saying take a risk.
What?
Take a risk.
Oh, I'm thinking of something else. Sorry.
When you say, when you hear.
I heard nothing. I heard take a risk, okay? But basically, yes, you have to take risks. If you don't jump, your parachute will never open. And that's just the reality of life. When you see the people that have the results that you want, all of them were like, look, I had to take a risk with my life. I had to. Right now, having jobs, I'm not bashing jobs. I had jobs. But what I'm saying is having a job is a risk. Mm. If you come and say, yo, you're fired. Like today,
yeah.
One of our teammates, she has a kid, right? She has a little sister, baby, right? Mm. And the other day, boss called her and is like, you know, so we don't really need you no more still. He never asked her how the baby going to eat, if she have enough money for the next 6 months just in case she can't find a job, stuff like that. He didn't ask because business is business, right? Business has to go on regardless. So basically the good thing about her situation is that she had us, is that she was already trading. That is what she had. But if she didn't have it, what about the people that don't have something like that to fall back on? What do they do? What do they do?
They were going to get from
pretty much. You have to find some way to get out. But the fact that she already had foreign exchange in place, you know, that made the fall a bit lighter for her. But I just say that to say that.
Then people are weak, you know.
I just say that to say that life business happens. And as I said, business is business. And not just say, but that's how it goes. Alright? So guys, who here is familiar with Robert Kiyosaki?
Excuse me?
Robert Kiyosaki?
No.
Who here has ever heard of Rich Dad Poor Dad, that book?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
So he's the author.
Yeah, great
book. Oh.
Yeah, he's the author of the book. And why actually I like him is because he created what we call the four-way cash flow. Right? So it's basically four ways in which you get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one that you're seeing there is 60% of us work for someone, right? Mm-hmm. Which means that 60% of us are building somebody else's dream, mm-hmm. pretty much.
Exactly.
All right, then you have the 35% of us that work for ourselves. That's, you know, some doctors, lawyers, hairdressers, nail techs, barbers, they work for themselves. But what do we know about working for yourself? If you don't show up to work, do you get paid?
No.
Okay. All right, so you're still working for money. You're working just as hard as somebody that's building somebody else's dream, or working just as hard as an employee. We agree to that? Alright, so then you have the 4% guys. The 4% are business owners, which means that they provide employment. Right? So whether or not they're there, work is being done, money is being made. Just as the investors, that's the 1% that invest their money in places. So they invest their money in real estate, corporations, stocks, they just invest their money all over the place. And what happens with their money? Their money duplicates, it multiplies, it works for them. So they no longer work for money, money now works for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the investor life is like, and I feel like all of us should aspire to be a part of this 1%. The 5% is great, but me extra, I want to be a part of the 1%. Where in your sleep, money I work. When you wake, money working. And babe, money working. Money working. The money keeps multiplying even if you're not doing anything, because you've invested the money into streams, multiple streams, to have it multiply itself. Remember, guys, we get tired, you know. But your money doesn't get tired. It never gets tired. Money will work and work and work and work. Who here? I don't know. Just about tell
you. Not me.
Alright, even if you don't listen to you, you probably will hear the songs all over the place. So, you know, in a way, you don't have a choice but to hear it.
Mm.
But there's a part in one of these songs where he says, money I'm a slave, I am a colonized. We have to stop being slaves of money and allow money to be our slaves. No. The more you chase money, the more it runs from you. The more you chase it, the more it runs from you. I've learned it so well that I'm like, all right, but that's like a book. And I love it to work for me. Attract it in my life. Right? And this pie chart, guys, it says here 95%, which are the employees and the self-employed, make only 5% of the entire market. What that means is that 95% of them are only making 5% of the money in the world. While the 5% which are the business owners and the investors, they're making 95% of the money in the world. So the minority is making the majority, and the majority is making the minority. That's how life is. We cannot change it, but what we can do is to widen this 5% here. Work our butts off to be a part of that 5%, because the more of us that, you know, gets involved in that, of course it's going to increase, the percentage is going to increase when more persons are now taking, you know, you're learning financial education, you're putting your life together, you're now investing, stuff like that, your money is now working for you. The 5% has to widen. But it really was an eye-opener for me, guys, because I didn't look at life like that. I didn't know, I thought that the harder you work, the more money you get, and that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work smarter.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work smarter. You understand? And this, as I said, this was a real eye-opener for me. And no, I can't think the same. So when you listen to the people that are making the millions and millions of dollars, they can't think the same. You'll never be able to think the same. Because now you're always thinking on ways in which you can increase the income.
Right. Multiple streams of income.
Multiple streams of income. They say a millionaire has at least 67 streams of income. Why would I stick to one?
627.
Oh,
okay. 627. Oh. Minimum.
Okay.
Minimum. Alright? So why are we going to stick to one stream of income and feel like we're rich? Not gonna happen. Alright, guys. So let's get into the education here. So what is foreign exchange? So guys, basically what we do is we trade one currency for another. Mm-hmm. So you know, for example, you guys know that you actually, let me just describe it. So yeah, you trade one currency for another. So say for example, if you're gonna travel abroad, right? You know that you can't use Jamaican currency abroad. Mm-hmm. You have to exchange Jamaican currency for a US dollar, or a pound, or euro, whatever country you're going to, whatever their currency is. You have to exchange Jamaican currency for that currency, that country's currency, right? Mm-hmm. And that's basically the basis of it. So it says here, foreign exchange is the trading of one currency for another. For example, one can swap the US dollar for the euro. Foreign exchange transactions can take place on the foreign exchange market, also known as a forex market, right? And that is basically, that's the basis of it. You're trading one currency for another, and it has to be a currency pair. So you can't say, all right, make a trade the US dollar, and you just have the US dollar there. It has to be one currency for another, so it has to be paired. The US dollar with the British pound, the British pound and the Japanese yen has to be up here for you to be able to trade it. Because, so for example, if I were to give you this bottle of water, right? Mm-hmm. Did we exchange anything just now?
No.
I basically gave you a gift. If you don't give me anything in return, we did not do an exchange, correct? So if she gave me $100, that would have been an exchange. I gave her a bottle of water, she gave me $100.
The barter system.
Thank you. Right? That's basically what it is. You have to exchange something. Receive something. So you give something, you have to receive something. It's what, you know, exchange is really described as, right? Here it says the forex market is the largest, most liquid market in the world with trillions of dollars. Right now it's at $6.6 trillion. How many zeros in a trillion? Who can hit that real? There's 12 zeros in a trillion. So we trade each day $6.6 trillion in the foreign exchange market. So you know, if you get 0.00001% of that, and this is what we have access to every single day. Alright? As you can see, it says, let me go to the next one, guys. So how does it work? Alright? So basically what it's saying here, guys, the market determines the value, also known as exchange rate. So we know that, say for example, the US dollar versus Jamaican dollar. Mm-hmm. We know that sometimes the Jamaican dollar is 140, then it probably drops to 137,
yeah.
Goes back up to 141 maybe, drops. So what is price doing? Price is fluctuating.
To me.
Price is going up and it's going down. Alright? So guys, when trading currencies, there are listed in pairs, as I mentioned, such as the US CAD, so US dollar versus the Canadian dollar, the Euro USD, which is the Euro versus the US dollar, then you have USD JPY, that's the US dollar versus the Japanese yen. They're always in pairs, alright? So guys, let me touch on this last
one. So then can you exchange from US to Jamaica?
You can. It's just that if you're going to trade with the Jamaican dollar, you're really not really making money in the market, because Jamaican dollar doesn't move as volatile.
Yeah.
It doesn't move as, not even how weak it is, it's just that it doesn't move as much as other currency pairs.
Yeah.
So you get to find out that, for example, the British pound versus Japanese yen, or the US dollar versus Japanese yen is our more volatile pair, so it moves up and down very quickly. So you make money very quickly. I'm going to show you how I do it, alright?
Yeah. Oh, so that's what things like IQ option is,
yeah.
FX.
Yeah.
Oh, because I've...
Yeah, some of our teammates actually use
AgriBank funds. And I've been playing around with it.
Okay, that's fun. Alright, cool. So guys, so there will be a price associated with each pair. So for example, if the price was associated with the US dollar versus the Canadian dollar, right? And if it costs 1.2569 Canadian to buy $1. So basically the pair that is in front, right? The pair behind it is what they're comparing it to. So for example, the first pair that you see, which is the US dollar here, the 1.2569 is the value of the Canadian dollar versus $1. Mm-hmm. I see. So for example, if it increased now to 1.336 Canadian, what it is saying is that the price, the value for the Canadian dollar is now 1.336 to $1. So it went up, which means that what? The Canadian dollar is now devaluing. Mm. The value of it is decreasing because if you need more Canadian to buy $1, that means the Canadian dollar are weak. Mm. So this is all the Jamaican dollar, working that example, Jamaican dollar is now 140. Once upon a time it was 120, which means that it was stronger back then, but now it's weakening because you need more Jamaican money to buy $1. You get that? So the more money you have to spend to get a US or a British pound or whatever the first currency is, that basically shows you whether the second currency is increasing or decreasing. Alright? So I'm going to show you how it looks on a chart and stuff for you. First things first, what is foreign exchange? So foreign exchange means forex. Forex, foreign exchange, same thing. Right? It's a market that is open 24 hours, 5 days a week. Alright? What else do we know is closed on weekends? What do we know is closed on weekends?
Banks.
Alright, so banks. Banks, large financial institutions, and hedge funds, they are the major contributors to the foreign exchange market, guys. Right? These are the major contributors to the foreign exchange market. Why are they the major contributors? It's because they have
hefty money.
Exactly. Where they get the hefty money from?
Rich.
Nope.
We.
So who here has a savings account?
Okay. Everyone.
Would you look at that? So guys,
is there anything inside a home?
Yeah. Oh boy.
Alright, so we have a savings account. So what happens, guys, is basically what the banks do, right?
Charging fees.
Wait, no, not even that. So remember I say they're the major contributors to the foreign exchange market. So what they do, the capital that they have, which is our savings accounts and whatever we, you know, save in the bank and whatever, they use that capital to trade it in the foreign exchange market. They make billions and billions of dollars on it. And then they give us back a 0.01% and say, hey, thanks for banking with us.
And take with a phone.
So why not take your money in your own hands and trade yourself?
Yep, that's all better.
You understand? So they had to get the capital from somewhere. Alright. So as I mentioned, we trade $6.6 trillion every single day. Every day that we trade, we have access to $6.6 trillion. You understand? The next market that is growing, guys, is digital currency market. So who here has ever heard of cryptocurrencies?
Bitcoin.
Perfect. So cryptocurrencies, they're actually growing towards 1 trillion, right? We also trade digital currencies. So, but the difference between, you know, regular foreign exchange currencies and digital currencies is that, so for example, say me and homegirl here, we have a business transaction, right? I need to send her $10 million US. Not in the pocket. So say for example, if I were to send that via bank, guys, I'd have to, you know, have a processing fee.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably have to send this extra so that the person collecting it doesn't have to pay a fee.
Mm.
They're gonna ask me a bunch of questions.
Yeah. Security concern.
Security question.
Yeah, 3 to 5 business days for it to be processed.
Mm.
Versus, say I was going to send it to you in Bitcoin.
Directly, instantly.
Probably 30 minutes tops. It's untraceable. So nobody will know that we actually had a transaction there.
Yeah.
And nobody,
that's why Chinese do like it.
So a lot, you realize that, you know, a lot of unscrupulous people, they take advantage of, you know, digital currency.
Scammer them there.
But when you have business persons, actually utilizing this, you know, ways to transfer or send money to their business partners to close a contract, it's better. It's way better because I don't need to send anything extra. I'm going to use the flat $10 million. So as a person, you realize that society nowadays is actually going towards these digital currencies. You know, they're printing less and less money each year because everything is so
they want to be a cashless society.
Sooner than we think it's going to be cashless. But that is the major difference between digital currencies and crypto and foreign exchange currencies. Also, as traders, guys, we trade both. You make money on both, and let me show you how. So, Oh, as I mentioned before, we even go into that. So, we contribute.
You guys know to turn page dancing and.
Hey, man, my students, man, I love when you see. So, guys, as I mentioned, we contribute to the foreign exchange market via the bank, right? Another way that we actually contribute to, as I mentioned, that if we're going to go abroad, we have to exchange our Jamaican currency for, say we're going to America, we have to exchange the Jamaican currency for the US, right? But you notice that you never get it for the region that we have it. If you're buying it,
no, you're not going to get it.
If you're buying it, so where do you think that difference goes to?
Yeah.
To the bank. To the market.
Goes to the market and it's traded by us.
Oh.
Yeah. So, that is one way you actually contribute without knowing. Another way is when we shop online. Right? We shop online, guys. Well, when I have a US account, I have a Jamaican account, where we can buy things with like a Visa debit card or a credit card, we can buy things online, right? That conversion that is done, that conversion, as I mentioned, is not going to go for the same rate that the current rate that the currency is going for, right? That difference is also in the foreign exchange market. Also goes to the foreign exchange market and is traded by us foreign exchange traders. So these are ways in which we contribute without actually knowing that we are contributing. Alright? So, what are we seeing here? This is a visual representation of the market. Right? We don't want to overthink it. It's just a visual representation. What it is that, remember I mentioned that sometimes the Jamaican dollar is 140 to 1 US dollar, it drops to 135, it goes back up to 137. So what is happening? Price is fluctuating. This is all you're seeing here. Price goes up, price comes down. Price goes up, price comes down. Price is fluctuating right here, and this is all you're seeing here. Don't overthink it, alright? Okay. The blue and red candlesticks that you're seeing here, guys, are just buyers and sellers in the market. That is all they are. Us as traders, we both buy and sell and make money both ways. Alright? So guys, as I mentioned, the market only goes up or down. It doesn't move any other direction than up or down. So what do? We actually sell when the price is high and we buy when the price is low. So for example, from our people here, we know that Apple never gives discounts ever in life, right? And I feel like they're the cat's pajamas, right? But say one day we're in the Apple store, we're looking for a phone to buy, and Apple is like, you know, flash sale, 2-minute sale, all iPhones, $100. So Jesus, God.
Wrap it up, same time.
We buy 10 iPhones, right? We bought when the price was what?
Low.
And what do we do when the price increases? We sell when it is high. That is how we do in the market, guys. We buy when the price goes when price is low. When it goes up and it's now high, we sell. But I don't want you to think of us buying and selling as we're buying something. We're not buying anything physical. All we're doing is forecasting whether the price is increasing or decreasing. That is all we're doing. We're only looking to see if price is going to increase or decrease. That is when we buy or sell.
So you're saying we're estimating the price?
You're forecasting where the market is going to go. And I'm going to show you how we actually do that.
Okay.
So remember I told you guys, the major contributors to the market are banks, hedge funds, financial institutions, right? Who works at these places?
People.
Who works at these places? Regular schmegler people like me, right? But what do we know about people? We're all creatures of pattern. So say for example, as you wake up, first thing you do is check your phone. Every single morning you wake up. Some persons pray, some persons fuss. Right? What do we do daily? We take a shower, hopefully. Brush your teeth, hopefully. But there are certain things that we do every single day. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's why I say we're creatures of patterns. So in the market, because you know the banks, the hedge funds and so on, they're operated by regular people like us. There are certain patterns that now show up in the market that we can say, all right, when we say this, we know that price wants to go up. When we say that, we know that price wants to go down. For example, this is actually a legit example. So we're seeing that there's a doublet formation at the bottom here. Well, seeing that, right? So when we see the doublet at the low of the market, guys, what that actually signifies is that the market wants to start going up. So whenever we see the doublet at the low of the market, what do?
Buy.
We buy. You can go check out a chart for yourself. but as highly profitable, or you know, we want more short trades, we want a highly probable trade. So we don't just sit in Dublin and say, I'm gonna go buy.
Mm-hmm.
Why? We want to make sure it's a short trade. Mm-hmm. So what do? We look for multiple confirmations. Mm-hmm. And what these confirmations are things that you look for in the market to say, for example, we're gonna use our strategy. It's called the Mary Jane W strategy. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's our strategy. Mm-hmm. Alright? Yeah, just as an example. So we'll sit in Dublin here. Say you sold when the market was right. Now we'll go to this wick right here. So this right here actually shows you the amount of pips that the market went.
6,000.
Is it number?
Mm-hmm.
6.
7.
So can you imagine you sold?
10 cents.
Yeah, calculate it for me. Calculate it for me. So say you use a micro on this trade, right? Mm-hmm. And you caught, we're going to work with what, 6,000 pips?
Mm-hmm.
Let me calculate that for me. So that's 10 cents times,
$600.
Mm-hmm. And that's 1 day and 12 hours that went for. So you took a minute. So multiply it by the $1. That's 6 grand. In 1 day and 12 hours.
So you choose if you want to use micro or...
Yes, you choose your trading position. And also, guys, your trading position depends on your account size as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So say, for example, you have $100 in your account, right? And you drop a standard on it. Say the market is disrespectful. The market goes against you. If it goes 10 spaces back, your account is finished. So you shall not be taking standards on a $100 account. This is where you guys learn about risk management.
Yeah.
You only risk what you can afford
to lose.
Risk only what you can afford to lose. Mm. Understand? Because it don't make sense to drop a $100 on it and only $100 a half.
True. You start smiling and work your wheel.
So you take your time with your micro positions and you compound the account. You take your time compound the account until they can start trading the big boys.
Oh.
Some persons can start with the big boys now because they can fund an account size that enormous, that big. Right? But for us that are starting, we're mastering our skill set, have a little money we can jump in and go and play with that. So you take your time and you grow your account. Alright? So this is basically the market, guys. Alright, so let me go back. Alright. So, as I mentioned, guys, the second thing we go through is go live. They literally teach you what to look for in the market. And this is actually my favorite part. Why? Because now I was able to look at a chart and know what I am seeing or what I'm looking for.
Mm.
Initially, I was just looking at it like,
What is?
It was just like, it was like a different language to me. But we all agree that if you don't know something, the more you learn, the more you get to understand it.
True.
When you're going to school, you didn't know most of the topics that they taught you before you got there, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to sit and learn it. It's the same thing here. Only thing is that you can earn while you learn.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You can make money while you learn. Alright. So guys, so that's the second step. So the first step is the academy. The second step is go live. Alright? So the third step now, we go to the Hello Center. What the Hello Center is, guys, is basically a way in which we can trade it on the center chart. So I want to know, who here can copy and paste?
Copy and paste. I don't go through my high school.
Alright, I think it's go through school. Copy and paste. Same.
And analyze.
Quote unquote, analyze. Yeah, of course. But guys, so what this is that, alright, remember I mentioned that we're learning from persons with their own strategies that they use to make their money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're using their strategy, copy and paste their strategy.
Exactly. So what they do know, the company has apps, and what these apps do, they scan the market for high probable trades. They give us what we call our entry price, take profit and stop loss, and I want you guys to write this. Alright, so your entry price. Where your entry price is basically where you enter the market. So on that example that I have here on your booklet, scanners. So on your booklet here, you're seeing where the market went down. the market went down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if the market is going down, the market was at a high and it's now going down. What would we have done at the high right here? Would have sell.
Mm-hmm.
Our price is high. Alright? So where would we have entered the market? Would have entered it right at that black line here. So that is the entry price. The entry price is where you enter the market, where you enter the trade. Alright? Then now guys, there are certain things that they put into place called a take profit. What your take profit is basically to say if you want to gain $100 on that trade, you put your take profit at that price. So when the market hits that, it hits your take profit level, it would have taken you out of the trade and you would have deposited your $100 to your broker account. You don't have to sit on our money tight. You don't have to be a screen slaver. Get it? Screen slaver. So your take profit is basically the profits that you want to make from that trade. Alright, so once you put your take profit in position, if you wanted to gain $100 on that trade, once the market hits your take profit, it takes you out the trade and it gives you and it deposits your profits to your broker account. Right? Say for example now guys, our stop loss now is that for Bulletproof Vest.
Mm.
Right? So say you're going to the markets and you only want to risk $10. Right? So $10 is the most I can risk on this. That's what I'm willing
to do. I risk 10, I risk 5.
That's not a problem. You can risk 5. It depends on your risk appetite. And that's how your account can manage, because we're doing proper risk management. Right? So, say you risk, as my friend said, $5. You only want to risk $5, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put your stop loss now at where the $5 would indicate on your chart. So if the market decides to go against you, right, it's disrespectful in other manners, right? And it goes against you, you know what happens?
Yeah,
once it hits your stop loss, it takes you out the trade, you only lost the $5 that you were already willing to lose.
Okay.
So you manage how much you're willing to lose.
It's like a cap.
Yeah. So if you don't want to lose no more than that, you're not losing anymore once you put your stop loss there. So that's why I say it's like a bulletproof vest. And on any given trade that you're doing, you should always have a stop loss.
Yeah,
because this allows you to know, set a trade and forget about it. Set it and forget it. You already know how much you'll be risking. You already know how much you want to gain. You put it in your pocket, you go away, you're living the best life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're not sitting out watching trades, guys. We're not creating another job for ourselves. Alright? So guys, this app, which is called the Gold Cup app, is actually a
store. On Android and Google Play Store.
No, man, it's on the website. platform that I'm going to show you as well. All right. So the Gold Cup app, guys, is basically an app created by one of the educators that we learned from. He teaches what we call the teacup strategy. And I want to touch on a bit of his life a little bit. So homeboy, his name is Lizaldo Tavares, right? American. But like, he actually went to prison. Why did he go to prison? Because he was caught stealing toys for his daughter's birthday.
Wow.
I know, say America, them once they black up there, them serious, boy, you know. So he went to prison, and when he came out, you know that is on his file. So what can't he get?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can't get a job.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually stumbled upon our CEO for the company that for Iron Master Academy, and the CEO said to him, "If you stick with me, I'll make you a millionaire." So said, so done.
Wow.
He now has his own app, his own strategy, and we were actually on a team call with him the other night, guys. And you know, he was telling us about his week, you know, his results for the previous week. And he's like, "Guys, you know, last week was a bad week for me. You know, I only got like 13 grand out the market." And I'm like,
"But that now,
that's a lot, sir.
$20,000 US.
That's a lot, sir."
But he's used to, remember, you know, guys,
because he's used to 6.6 trillion.
Same, I used to him 100,000 and then I used to 30. What is 13 grand?
But that's a lot.
Oh, but that's so nice to me.
What is that? That came from the man lifestyle. Mad. But that goes to show you guys, we have access to so much money. But why we have to put in the work? We had to put in the work. It didn't just come like that. He didn't just get up today and was able to trade and master his skill set and make thousands and thousands of dollars daily. He had to practice. He had to. It was literally a trial and error. And because of him practicing, that allows us not to have to make those mistakes.
Oh.
You understand? Those mistakes we don't need to make. All we need to know is a copy and paste.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So guys,
okay.
You get it. So another app that
so
is there.
So make a mistake, so you don't have to.
Exactly. So we skip all of that trial and error. We just want to come down for money.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another app that we have here. Oh, let me actually show you the results, guys. So it actually needs to be updated, but I'm gonna show you anyway. So the results for December and January. So that's December 2019, January 2020. We had 122 wins and 26 losses. So Moana, quick maths, who have that? Quick maths. Anybody here is good at maths? So we all suck at math?
Yeah.
No, repeat the.
All right, so we had 122 wins, right? Okay. So I want to know, if we made 100 per win, how much money would that have been for those 2 months? So 200?
Yeah.
All right, so for the 26 losses, say we lost 100 per loss, how much is that?
2,600.
Minus 2,600 from the 12,000. That's got
it.
10,000 something. So we would have still netted over those 2 months $10,000.
$10,000? Your last. How much
you lost? When you lost, if you win, you get 600. The last 2,600,
and
you get
10,000.
Yes, yeah,
like,
oh. That looks stressful.
No, guys, sir, that's only nice.
$6.6 trillion is what you have access to. This is nothing. This is nothing. This is nothing, guys. And this is just for copy and pasting. You didn't even look on our chart yet. This is just by copy and pasting trades. Alright? Another app that we have here, the Harmonic Scanner, does the same thing, gives you your entry price, your take profit, and your stop loss. I'm gonna show you. Yeah. I'm gonna show you guys. So guys, copy and paste, best way to go. So biggest question we get is how do we get started?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, has anybody here ever seen any foreign exchange courses about the place?
Already somewhere that foreign traders make their money from studying classes.
Well, I don't have a class.
Not actually, yeah.
Oh yeah, I think actually. I saw it.
I saw it too, saying, I saw it on Twitter.
You're saying like y'all don't actually make money.
No.
And I was like, the disrespect.
But does he trade?
I don't know.
Ignorant.
It happens. Remember, like, anything with anything that you have in life, guys, there's gonna always be people that go against this. Once it's making you your money, you know this is about them. You know this is about what they want to be. As long as you're making your money. But yeah. Peace out. So, guys, you said you saw a course, right?
Yeah.
The same one? Oh, look at that. Anybody else saw a course? Alright, no problem. So I'm going to tell you about a course I did before I actually started with Iron Master Academy. So, I took a loan.
Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm going to invest into myself. Mm-hmm. So if I need to learn a skill set where I can turn $2 into $4, I have to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So I took a loan, $70,000. Took a loan, $70,000, paid for a course.
Where do you come from?
Paid for a course, and when I came out of the course, you know, I'm going through the course, I'm going to go through the videos, I'm going to do all of my things. I was just as lost as I was going into the course.
So you're fighting.
I'm not going to fight, you know, I'm going to learn. Never take a loss now, take a lesson, because now I can appreciate the information that I got through Iron Master Academy. Now I have something to compare it to. I understand? But what you said with regards to persons making money just from their courses, you have persons like that, it's not a lie. We have persons like that, because say for example, I spend $70,000 and 10 people spend $70,000 with that person for like a week. They're not in for trade. We have to also think about the persons that don't sell courses. I don't sell a person. I don't teach a course. I'm not going to teach you how to trade. I can't afford it. Mad. Because what you get to realize that trading or learning to trade is an expensive skill set. Mm. Persons know that it's an expensive skill set, because what once you learn it, nobody can pay you. The only way you go back to a job is if you decide to say, you don't want to work because we're just bored. Only way. Once you learn how to trade and you can make your money, you're unemployable. You're literally unemployable. Alright? And another thing I want to touch on, guys, I like that you said that too. So people are selling courses and at the moment their money off. And yeah, people out there that are literally just making money off of their courses. But I also wanted to highlight that. So for example, guys, if I were going to teach you to trade and I've only made $1,000, that's my cap. I've never made any more than $1,000. You feel like you're coming and make more than me? It's impossible. Your income is no capital. Another thing is that if I only know one strategy, how many strategies can I teach you?
One.
Uno.
Oh, no.
Look at you. One strategy. But when you have a platform where multiple persons, we have over 100 educators, guys, you can pick, choose, and refuse who you want to learn from. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, they had to have cleared $1 million to be eligible to teach you. And that's not saying that's the most they've made. You only have to just pass that. Mm-hmm. You understand? So, let me get into it. So, how we get started, right? So there's two packages that you can actually take advantage of. You have the basic package and you have the elite package. Whew. All right, let me describe both of them to you. So the basic package is how I got started, right? It's a monthly subscription. And why it's a monthly subscription? It's because, say, for example, they don't want to tie it down to a yearly contract. They want to be like, they allow you to have the freedom to say, if you want to come in for 2 months, you go on vacation for month three, you come back for month four, you have the option to do that if you like. All right? If you want to dedicate 3 months straight, you can. Because remember, guys, I don't want you to look at this as you spending money or investing money, because you're going to get returns on it. It's an investment, not spending money, all right? So, the initial fee for the basic package, guys, is $235, and then when you're going to renew, it drops to $175, right? So you get the Academy, Go Live, the Harmonic Scanner, and you're also added to a Telegram group. What that Telegram group does is to give you training signals or ideas.
So all these presses are newest, right?
Yes. So all you need to know to do is copy and paste. Mm. So you're still making money. Once you join the team, we'll hook you up to that first. But we want you guys to start copy and pasting these trades. We want to make sure someone has it. We want to make sure everybody has it. Alright? The elite package, guys, that's $325 for the initial for the first month, then it drops to $275, right?
Oh, you're the elite. Mm-hmm. You're the elite.
No, I'm still on the regular. Right? What is included in that is a regular Forex Academy, high frequency Forex, which is called binary. Binary, this is the same Forex trading, but what it is, it's quicker. So you can win a 1 minute trade, you can win a 3 minute trade. You win or lose within that time frame. Last night, let me tell them about my experience this morning. So guys, this morning, the educators for the binary trading, they came on and they did a binary marathon. Right. So basically, as I mentioned, it's quick Forex. So they're like, all right, buy now, sell now. You jump in, right? Once you win that trade, it goes to your account immediately. And these are like 5 minutes, 15 minute trades. So at the end of the marathon, guys, what they did was to have persons, you know, show how much their account grew by. Persons are saying my account grew by 200%, 500%. Yeah, people, the actual educator, his name is Ness. He dropped 10 grand on one trade. Came out with like 14 grand. Mm. You understand? He dropped $1,000 on one trade. Came out with like 2 grand. It's a situation where the more you invest, the more you get out of the market. That's how it works. Right? But that goes to show you that they help you to make money. And the trades that they're taking for themselves, they're giving you those trades as well. All you need for those to follow instructions. Mm. Can we all follow instructions, guys?
Yep.
All right. Alright, and then you have a Digital Currency Academy, right? 3 academies in one for the elite package, alright? So for all my persons who are like, why can I steep still? You know, for I don't know, money to move monthly bills and stuff, that's exactly what I said. Same thing I said. But then, I saw this, and what is the biggest thing on this?
Free
dance. So from Missy Free, Mr.
The
first
meal I'm making on my last
night. Free. I like you. Alright? So guys, what this is basically saying that, alright, say you come into the platform. If you found this information valuable, if you get 2 persons to also join, you get the academy for free. Mm-hmm. You get it for free. Mm-hmm. I was able to get 2 persons in, have them plugged in, because at the end of the day, guys, you have changed lives, but I feel like it's a sign-up game. It's not a sign-up game. You're literally changing lives. You're allowing a man to follow feed
their
family.
That's why I'm saying one impact. How much are you?
A million? Yes. And it's more than possible. So when you get your 2 persons started, guys, you don't have free access to the platform once you have these 2 persons active, right? So, you know, stay engaged and you don't pay no more subscription fee. One time thing. Remember, guys, don't look at it as you're spending money, you're investing money. You're investing money, because once you learn the skill set, nobody can pay after that. Alright? So, next portion, guys, is basically a way in which you can trade with other people's money. Alright? And the person that is going to, you know, go through that with you guys is my beautiful business partner slash friend slash confidant slash sister slash a bunch of good stuff, right? You know, she is the reason why we're all here right now. She's the reason why the Inspired family is here. She's the reason why I keep going sometimes. Sometimes I want to give up and come on camera. Camera sometimes. Life at night, you just get the motivation and you're like, you know, I'm just done. I should keep it on my back.
Not physically.
Not physically.
Yeah,
just keep it on my back and be like, yo, you reached too far to stop. No, where you stop for? Who gave permission to stop? You have money? Where you stop for? Yeah, man, tough love, but at the end of the day, that's why we're here now. That's why so many persons' lives are being impacted. Alright? So I speak of none other than Crystal! Give me some snaps, guys.
Alright, hey guys, so I did promise I won't be for very long, but I do want to tell you guys about more money. You guys like that? You just heard about that?
Yes.
You like it?
Yeah.
So give Chantar some stops. Tell her thanks if you guys learned something.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Alright guys, so as Chantar rightly said, there's two ways to trade. Now before I even go into more information and start telling you guys how you can make more money, I do want to spend a little bit of time to talk to you guys about how the corporate world is going right now. Now, you guys probably noticed Amazon. You guys know about Amazon and everything, right? What do we notice about these platforms? Where are they?
Online.
They're all online. Right now, if you found out about a business, if I say I do makeup, what's the first thing you're going to ask me for?
What's your Instagram?
What's my Instagram, right? That's the resume of a business right now. Everything is online. No longer are we going to go over to that store to go in and say, I wonder what they sell. Yeah. We're going to go on Instagram, we're going to check out Sovereign Mall, and we're going to see what is in Sovereign Mall. And so what happened with most of the businesses now is that they're now moving away from the traditional ways of sharing information, and they're all going online. They're all going on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Name it. Now let's talk about Amazon for a minute. Amazon is the world's biggest retailer. You guys know that, right? They're the biggest
retailer.
My product
is going to be there sometime in the future.
That's what I'm going to talk about.
So that's
but the thing about Amazon is that can you guys walk into a physical store for them?
Nope.
No. Absolutely not. You're all online, right? And I think they're the number one retailer in the world. Let's talk about Airbnb for a minute. You have to go? Alright. Yeah, man, you guys know about Airbnb. Sorry that you have to go have a good one and be safe. Alright, so you guys know about Airbnb.
What is Airbnb?
The Airbnb, so it's almost like a replacement for hotels. So now when you're going out to traveling, you can stay at a mansion, you're renting other person's homes. But the thing is, or yours, exactly. But the thing is, guys, is that the Airbnb platform, they don't actually own the houses. They're all leveraging other person's houses, right? And they're making a lot of money. They're pushing the hotel industry out of business right now.
So it's like they're leasing the houses to...
Not necessarily. It's almost like if you want to stay at night, instead of paying a lot of money to stay at a hotel, you pay to stay at somebody's house.
Yeah. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? No, I'm going to talk about Uber, because I'm pretty sure you guys know about Uber. Our taxis. Exactly. No, do you think they own the cars?
No,
they don't own the cars. It's like, if I drive your car me high, you for take people around and then I take a cut off of whatever it is that you get. So all these things are the way how the business models are working these days. And so if you and I don't find a way to make money online, guess what's going to happen to us?
We're going to get left behind.
Yeah, it is. But it's really up to you guys to change that dynamic, all right? No, foreign exchange. You guys see that how you can make money from that, right?
Yeah.
Any way you take it. What's the two things you can do with the market?
You can buy or sell.
So that means that if you guess, you're already 50% there, right? So there's no way you could have thought. So if you just like buy for the whole day, not one time in a big
way.
So what I'm saying, so you must make money, and the company knows you're going to be making money from foreign exchange. But what they're also saying is that you guys can make money from sharing information with other persons. Now, the biggest thing about what you said that really stood out to me is when you said volunteerism, where you like to help persons. The truth of the matter is, guys, that's not everybody. Some persons, when you find something, you hang on to it. Because you're saying mine, right? And you're not thinking about what type of a blessing or how many persons' lives will be changed on the other side of your yes. The reason why I can talk to you guys like that is because when I got started, I was that person. I was just trading. I wasn't talking about it. I wasn't telling anybody about it. And it wasn't until I showed up to a session, similar to what you guys experienced just now, just that the gentleman was teaching his strategy. And he stopped and he said, listen, if this skill set has blessed you, if it has paid a bill for you, you guys remember the point where it's my full-time income, right? If it's paid a bill for you, you've never shared it yourself. The thing that I want to emphasize to you is that we're not looking for everybody. It's not everybody. It's not that everybody thing, but we are looking for anybody who's looking for us. You guys have to be willing to take that position for yourself, make that change for yourself, right? Because I can coerce you, I can convince you, I can try to persuade you guys. I say, listen, this is the best thing since sliced bread. You guys have to get started. But then when you guys get started and you go home, am I with you? No. So if you don't mark up your charts and you don't copy and paste the trades, will you make any money? No, you won't. You see what I'm saying? And so that decision has to come from here. Nobody can make that decision for you. So you guys know that you're all prepared for the information that's about to come. You guys ready for more money?
Yes.
Yeah? Don't forget yes from
money,
everybody.
Money.
Alright, let's go. So the company is saying that, listen, we know you're going to make money from foreign exchange. Let's talk about how you make money from sharing the information. Now, if it is that you get someone to start with the platinum package, you show them the light information, and you're carrying them to something like this, you're not doing the talking because you don't know everything to share. So you take them to something like this, you allow us to share it until you will be confident to share it, fine? Person gets started here, then the company pays you $25. Now, a lot of persons might say, Crystal, $25, I know what the money that that's about $3,400 Jamaican dollars. Then my answer, $3,400 Jamaican dollars, can I do something for you?
Yes.
And you get to that from impacting somebody's lives. You're not robbing them, you're not stealing from them, you're giving them something where they can create income for themselves. So what I'm saying? It gets better, guys. Let me just jump down to here, the 18 starter pack. For every person that would get started with this, the company pays you $50. But I need to convert this. Obviously, I'm more money. Right? No, let's go, because it does get better. Now, this is residual income, and I do want to spend some time to tell you guys what residual income is. Have you guys ever heard about people paying rent? Anybody here pays rent? No? That's great. We have very, very nice. Okay, that's cool. All right. But the average person who does pay rent, you're paying rent every single month. But guess what? Most of the time, if it does a landlord or the owner, they actually fix up the place, so they actually invest the money all the time. No, that money is profit in your pockets, right? For work that they did in the past. No, that's an example of residual income. You're being paid continuously for work that you did in the past, right? Let's talk about Bob Marley, for instance. Bye. I hope to see you again.
Yes.
All right, we see.
So let's think about Bob Marley. You'll be wishing it in Pitney. Why? Why
because we don't have to do nothing other than we are getting, accumulating back wealth.
Exactly, but it's because you, your grandparents or your father never left.
Never rich.
Guess what you have to do? Guess what you have to do? You have to make it for make children it back that are coming out for them. Exactly. Yeah. And so that's one big point that I want to raise to you guys even before going further. Like, we're born looking like our parents' decisions, but we die looking like poor decisions. Mm. So if we don't like where we are right now, if we don't like the financial situation that we're in, we don't like our pocket, if you won't push your hand in there, it's nobody's responsibility to change it. It's your responsibility. So what I'm saying? Nobody now hand out nothing to nobody in these days. Anything that comes too easy, I want you guys to look at it a second time. And probably a third time too, if you never see something wrong with it the second time. You guys get where I'm coming from? You have to put something out. No, this is something that I learned, and I said that, you know what? Everybody that I get the chance or the blessing to talk to, I'm going to repeat this to them. Do you guys want to increase your income for 2020?
Yes.
Yes? You want to increase your income? You know what needs to increase first? Your service. Your service. The amount of things that you do. If you're currently doing 10 things right now and that 10 things give you $1,000 at the end of the month or at the end of the year, right? $1,000. Do you think that 10 things can actually give you $2,000 or $3,000? You have to be doing more. And it's impossible for us to not want to give, but we want to receive. You have to give more if you want more. Make sense?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. So when the guy showed us this and whatever, I said, you know what? Just trading, just making my money, but y'all got the selfish part, right? Yes, I didn't want to be selfish anymore. So I started to open my mouth, looking for persons who are looking for me. You guys got that part?
Yeah.
Looking for persons who are looking for me. That means not everybody team. I still need people to be lawyer, I still need people to be doctor, still need people to pump my gas and serve me, burger and whatever. Just not gonna be me. You understand? It's not gonna be me. And if you guys decide to take that chance and actually take that step for yourselves to become independent or actually on your way to financial independence, then it doesn't have to be you either. But as I said, whose decision is that? Yours. Alright? So let's stop. Remember, how many persons do we need to get it for free?
Two.
Alright, but right here it says platinum 150. How many persons do you need?
Three.
So that means if you get one more person, if you bless one more family with this information, right? And you have three persons now who are actively having the same access to the same information, the same copy and paste, everything that you have access to. The company now starts to pay you $150 every single month. So if you get them here, which month are we in? February. Yeah. Mm. So let's say you get three persons now in February. March, you're being paid $150, April, and every month that comes after. And guess what's the best part about it? It's willable and transferable to your kids.
Do look at that.
This is generational wealth.
This is something that you can will to your children. You don't have. No, neither do I.
Yeah, you don't eat a lot. You gotta feed them every day.
Okay. Eventually, you will. Okay. All right. So and that's what I want you guys to get from this. So there's money to be made. But guess what? Remember at the beginning I said there's two ways to trade. Yes. So one way is to actually trade with the money in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Or from your bank or wherever you get money from. The second way is to trade with the money that the company pays you on a monthly basis. So if you invested your own $150 and you're stressed out, you know what a stressed out version of you is going to see in the market? You're going to see an M when there's a W, you're going to see a W when there's an N, because you're forcing your trade if your mind is not relaxed. That's what I'm saying. Very social skills, and this is a home skill set, a legal skill set where you guys can flip your money, you can turn $1 into $2, right? I said no, definitely not for me. But you knew what I learned after that? I learned that you and I, can you show me someone who has 25 hours in a day? No? Yeah, 25 hours in a day?
No.
Alright, so if we're always trading our time for money, doesn't that mean that since our time is capped, our money is also capped? There's only X amount of money that you can make in a business or making even a job, right? Can you out earn your CEO?
I don't know.
Absolutely not. If your pay should somehow increase for whatever reason unknown to mankind, because that does not happen, the CEO income also increases, right? That's how it works. And so when he told me about it, I said, you know what?
Let me take the risk.
No, didn't say that first. It wasn't until the life actually hit me in the face that I actually took the risk. I'm being very transparent with you guys. It wasn't until I really needed something different that I was willing to take that step. What I'm saying to you guys is this, all right? There has never been a statue that was being erected in the name of a skeptic. It's not good being skeptical, because you never think that's going to take you to the next level. You think that's going to put the income that you want in your pocket. If you had known it, you'd have already done it. See what I'm saying?
True.
The person that needs to take you to the next level, if you are already that person, you would not be sitting here with me. See what I'm saying? It means that whatever it is that we need to do to take ourselves to that next level is on the outside of whatever it is that we think. It's up to you to take a step out of the box, take a step out of your comfort zone, take a step out of the things that we have heard from all the broke people in our lives, God bless your souls, your parents, and start listening to persons who actually has the results that you wanted. This guy was 25 years old, making $125,000 every single week. Every single week. That's
five.
Yeah, man, this is a weekly residual. So whatever it is that you get paid on a monthly basis, you divide that by four or by the most of Fridays in the month, and they pay you that every single Friday.
Oh.
So he's making $125 every week. That means he's making $500,000 every month.
Who wants to calculate that in Jamaican? Come on.
$500,000 times 141. You know when you swat it, I know it's
them. Hey, 500,000 times 141.
Only
that's
70 million.
Wow.
That's 70 million.
Oh, okay.
And the point of what I'm saying is that none of my family members, my CEO, and my workplace, none of these persons who I was taking advice from, who I was following as mentors, were making that type of money. No, I'm not saying that money is the most important thing in the world. That's not what I'm saying. All right? Because we could talk about riches from now till tomorrow, but that doesn't give you health. It doesn't give you stability. It doesn't give you mental health, does it? No, it doesn't. But you know what it does? It makes you comfortable.
Yep.
At least it makes you be able to afford the best healthcare, the best schools, the best places to live. Anybody comfortable with where they are
now?
Wouldn't you want to change that? Wouldn't money help you to do that?
Yes.
That's the point of what I'm saying. All right? So we're not looking at it like, oh my God, we love money. We're looking at it like we want to change whatever it is that's happening in our states, right? Can't do that with just wishes. You have to be making income. Cool? Now, German 500, 25 years old, is a high school dropout. I did not go to college. I don't have no higher education.
College dropout and high school dropout, I would seem to have the most money.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you? You know what they do? They hire the A students. They hire the A students. Person who shell school to come work for them. So what I'm saying? C students hire A students. That's how it goes.
I always see that this arm that code.
Exactly. And so I want to say that even if you're the smartest cookie at school right now, I was a nerd, I can tell you. Even if you're the smartest cookie right now, one of the biggest educations you guys need to invest in is what? Financial education. Because if you don't know how to make your money work for you, you'll always be working for money. Alright? So wrapping up real quickly, guys. Chairman 500, 25 years old, making 125 each week. So let me just do this. On top of this, what else do you get? So on top of all the products and services, the ability to learn and earn, right? The ability to learn while you earn money. You can copy and paste and do all of the nice shebangs. What you also get is access to the platform where you can actually share the information and make money like that. See what I'm saying? No, on top of that, guys, you also get fast start training. It means when you guys come in, you understand that foreign exchange is a completely different subject. It's something almost as if you're learning Spanish. So if you never spoke Spanish and I started to speak Spanish to you fluently, would you get it?
Nope.
Foreign exchange is the same way. I want you guys to actually make up your mind to not come here and treat it like a 1 month thing or like a quick gig. And let me tell you why. How many of you guys are enrolled in university right now? How many of you guys would like to be enrolled in university? Good, alright. You may never see your angle, man. You're in university. Okay.
Well, I'm in
university. So, you're in there, but you're not really. Alright. So question. Why is it fair to us, to our lives, to spend 4 years or 3 years in university on guaranteed paycheck?
Exactly.
Is it unguaranteed? Let me not put words in your mouth. Is it unguaranteed?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's unguaranteed.
Okay, cool. You're not in a guaranteed job at the end.
Yeah,
unguaranteed paycheck, but we can't spend 3 months or 4 months to learn a skill set that will pay us for the rest of our lives. Tell me why. We can't spend 3 months to take foreign exchange seriously, to take investment seriously, to take entrepreneurship seriously. That's what I'm saying? Sometimes we say we want something, but when you really check our actions, we don't really want it.
That's
we
true.
Want to think that we want it.
So.
Alright? If you want something, you go after it.
Yeah.
Alright? So don't be trapped by dogma. You know what is dogma? The interactions of other persons. What persons think is going to happen. So when you talk to mommy and daddy and they say, this is not going to work. My parents tell me that. No, you know what them tell me? Thanks. Thanks.
So I don't see the end result.
Because I don't see the end result, but that's up to you guys. My results might not be your results, but your results can be better than mine. It just depends on what you want. Exactly? Alright, great. So fast start training, it means that we're going to have you guys on plans, which means that for the first 90 days, you have exactly what you're supposed to be doing. For the first 7 days, we have the 7-day profit plan that is aimed to actually be having you guys making substantial profit in the first 7 days just through copying and pasting. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right, very, very fast. This is the last thing. Private group access. It just means that you guys will have access to our community, a community of traders. So you don't need to ask a regular Joe Smoo what's happening. You can ask someone who's been there, done that, and know what's going on. Make sense? All right. Chairman mentorship just means that you learn from people who have the results that you want. We don't have to take no advice for business from broke people.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect. At all. But if you don't have the results, you can't tell me how to get it. Am I right?
True.
Okay, thank you. Culture Nights means that we just have fun, guys. We live, we actually all live together. We live in close to the Ruben at our trade house. Just paid for by foreign exchange, by the way. Mm-hmm. Putting that out there. And you guys are always welcome.
Like mine.
And of course, regional and global convention. So next month, we're actually going to New York together for a convention to learn. to learn more from educators and to meet other chairmen, of course, as to how to actually build your business and also how to learn your strategies as well. So, guys, this is not one of those things we see online where when time the foreign exchange trader will teach him course and so forth. Him alone, I take him trips. And him alone, that hotels. And him alone, no.
Yeah, fly out with him.
All right. Oh, well, we are fly out. You guys, we take trips together. All right. So, with that being said, I do believe that that's the end of my presentation.